When children in schools learn about religions, what they're often taught is quite rudimentary things like what are their celebration days and what are their special foods and what are their unique rituals. And although in general, that way of presenting a spiritual path tends to miss the real essence of it. Within the Buddhist tradition, one of the rituals that perhaps school children might be taught about is the transference of consciousness rituals. How, as Buddhists, when someone passes away, we gather to meditate together and pray together to guide their mind through the death process to a fortunate rebirth. And this is of the utmost importance. Within the Buddhist tradition, we understand that we are not physical creatures, although obviously we have a body that we inhabit, we are incorporated in that sense. But our essence is not physical. We are spiritual beings. We journey from life to life to life. Now, even just looking in this world, we can see that there are many experiences that we would like to avoid when we return. And so a huge emphasis is placed on the transference of consciousness or poa rituals, meditations, prayers. In many of our Kadampa Buddhist centers, every month the community gathers, nowadays virtually perhaps over the internet, to pray together to help those who have passed away in the preceding month to travel through the death process to a fortunate rebirth. And of course, we will make special prayers for particular people. You know, when our personal loved ones pass away, we may gather as a community. We may also do our personal poa practices specifically for them. Perhaps, though, with respect to some of the people we care deeply about, we may wonder, will it work for them? Now, they weren't Buddhists. They didn't live, perhaps, a very Buddhist life. Will it still work? So I think it's very helpful to know that these practices will work for everyone, whether Buddhist or not Buddhist, whether they lived a blameless life or they lived a very selfish, negative life. However people live their life, these practices of power, these transference of consciousness rituals will help them. They are extremely powerful. So there's a passage I'd like to read. This is from Venerable Geshe Kelsang Gyatso Rinpoche's book, Great Treasury of Merit, which is a commentary to the very beautiful, powerful prayer called Offering to the Spiritual Guide. And in it, he explains a little bit about this practice of transference of consciousness. So Venerable Geshe says, with this practice of transference, it looks like we force the deceased to take a rebirth in a pure land without any choice. Even if the deceased has led a non-virtuous life, through the power of our faith and compassion, combined with the blessings of our spiritual guide and all the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas, we can force them into a pure rebirth. Once someone has been born in a Buddha's pure land, they will never again take an ordinary birth. From then on, they will meet pure spiritual guides, listen to teachings, and train in all the spiritual paths in perfect conditions until they finally attain enlightenment. And all the time, they will live in a body that never causes any suffering or problems. In a pure land, there is no sickness, aging or death, no conflict or wars, no worries or problems. Everyone we meet is a pure being, a hero or a heroine, whose very presence bestows bliss and mental peace. If we want to help beings in other realms such as the human realm, we can send our emanations there to guide them and lead them to the same state of happiness. So these are such confident words. Every one of Venerable Geshe's teachings is written from his own personal experience. He gives us his guarantee in the effectiveness of the techniques he shares. And so he is telling us with complete certainty, if we use these techniques, we can help those, even those who are not Buddhist, even those who are not religious or spiritual, even those whose lives have been lived in almost the complete opposite way. Everyone and anyone, with these powerful rituals, we can carry them to the Pure Land, to a place where they have no pains of aging or sickness, death ever again, where they will be inspired to develop spiritual aspirations, to train and fulfill their own true spiritual potential. And from that place, they will then go on to benefit countless living beings throughout other realms through their emanations. So when the time comes and we engage in these special ritual practices, we can do so joyfully, confidently, in the knowledge that we are helping our loved ones and all living beings through the death process to the most wonderful, fortunate rebirth.